This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
Who has control over your ears? Is it the news, your favorite influencer, your hairstylist? I heard Michael Todd say this, "I don't even have to know who has your ear. Just show me your friends and I can tell you how you believe." See, your friends will expose your level of faith. You must protect your faith. See, when God calls you to step out, take a leap of faith, you're going to respond based on what your faith has been built on. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. Today I want to do something different, and that is share with you who I listen to for motivation. I have a list of people that I put on repeat, and they keep me inspired, focused, disciplined, and motivated. And I would love to talk about some of that list with you today. In fact, let's go through my favorite five. I actually had 15 on my list, and I put them in your free download this week. First, let me tell you a quick story about a friend of mine named Joel Sims, and this just proves the importance of who you listen to matters. So a story about Joel was when he was about, 17, 18, 19 years old, he was a senior in high school, about to graduate, go off to college and pursue business, and all of a sudden he heard this knock on the door, and I think he was sitting in math class, science class, and they came in and told him that his father had just had a massive heart attack and died instantly. He said in one moment, his whole life changed. He said, "My dad was there for breakfast. He wasn't there for dinner." Now, his dad was the pastor of a local church. And all of a sudden, Joel thought, "Gosh, I can't go off to college. I got to stay here and help my mom pastor the church." So he thought, "I need to go to Bible school to learn how to be a pastor." So he went off to Bible school. While he's in Bible college, he thought, "I can't leave my mom in Jackson, Mississippi by herself. I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I got to get back and help my mom." So at 19 years old, he went back and took over the church as pastor. Well, in the first year of pastoring, he lost more than half the crowd. Well, when you lose more than half the crowd, you also lose more than half the income, the revenue. So Joel thought, "If I don't make some changes, I'm going to lose everything my dad built in 1 year. I could lose it all. Or everything he built in 20 years, I could lose it in 1 year." So Joel said he decided to change himself. He started reading books. He started listening to audios daily. He said he would be in the car with people and he'd pull out a CD out of his pocket and he'd say, "Do you mind if we listen to this?" He said he got rid of the TV in his apartment. He would listen to 2 CDs a day. That's 14 a week. Over and over and over until it got down on the inside of him. He would read 1 book a week. That's 52 books a year. Well, I want you to know, 10 years later, at 29 years old, he pastored more than 3,000 people, paid off his church building, $11.5 million at 29 years old. What happened? He chose to be proactive about building his faith, and faith comes by hearing. Think about this. In an average week, how much faith are you hearing? You know, you've probably heard me talk about how important who you listen to is. You know, think about like this. Your ear is one of the greatest creations on your body. You know, you can walk into a crowded restaurant with your eyes closed and hear your parents say your name and recognize it. Well, who has control over your ears? Is it the news, your favorite influencer, your hairstylist? I heard Michael Todd say this, "I don't even have to know who has your ear. Just show me your friends and I can tell you how you believe." See, your friends will expose your level of faith. You must protect your faith. See, when God calls you to step out, take a leap of faith, you're going to respond based on what your faith has been built on. See, what you put in comes out. I want you to put so much faith in your heart that your faith isn't moved by your circumstances. No, your circumstances are moved by your faith, right? So this is how people with big dreams protect their faith. They're very cautious about who they allow to speak into their lives. They're very intentional about what they listen to. This is how you go from a wish list to an expect list, by what you're hearing. Now, the action I want to suggest is this. Build your faith according to God's word. Romans 10:17 says, "Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God," right? Now, you've heard the stories of how I got desperate years ago. I was in such a rut in my life. I was separated from my husband. I was in debt. I had no vision for my life. All I did was start with one change: to hear God's word. I got a CD player. This was back in 2002. I stole a bunch of my parents' CDs and I put a post-it on my mirror that said, push play. And I did it for 21 days. That's whenever I heard John Maxwell say, the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. He said, if you want to see change in your life, change something you do daily. Well, at the end of 21 days, I said, well, then I'm going to go for 30. Well, then I went for 2 months and then 3 months. That was in 2002 and I have never stopped. This morning, I was pushing play. But see, what happened was, as my faith grew, everything around me grew. So let's go through some of my top five favorite podcasts or YouTube channels that I listen to build my faith and stay motivated. Now, it was really hard to narrow the list down for this podcast, so I want you to get the entire list of my favorite 15 by just clicking the link in the description to see who I'm listening to consistently. And of course, I add people from time to time, but I had to narrow it down to something. So, and I put next to their name kind of what they specialize in, whether it's motivation, habit building, goal setting, spiritual growth. So get your free download by just clicking the link in the description right now. Okay, number five, I want to start with Ed Milet. Oh my goodness. I have learned so much from him, I wouldn't even know where to start. But one of the things that Ed specializes in is your identity. You know, years ago, I heard Ed make this statement that screamed in my ears so loud. He said, the life you currently live is the life you think you're worth. Let that sink in. The life you currently live right now is the life you think you're worth. Not the life you're worth, but the life you think you're worth. And he teaches how to shift your identity to become the type of person who believes you are worth everything Jesus died to give you. He brings in guests who specialize in all kinds of success strategies and tips. But Ed also does a motivational video himself. If you're on the treadmill listening to him, you're going to go from walking to like a full sprint because it is incredible. And I think he's the most gifted interview I've ever seen. So I love him and he knows it. And in fact, I texted him a photo the other day when John Maxwell was at my event. I said, Ed, I just want you to know that we're talking good about you behind your back. He wrote me back and he said, you just brought the biggest smile to my face. He said, those are two of my favorite people on God's earth. Trust me, you are going to love Ed Milet. Okay, number four is John Maxwell. Yes, he is my mentor. I quote him all the time. And yes, he is the foremost authority on the topic of leadership. So if you're in a leadership role or you desire to be a leader, you have a business or a ministry, it is imperative that you read his books and listen to his podcast. Truly imperative. That's the first thing I did when I became a CEO back in 2003. I got a John Maxwell book and I started with page one. Well, recently at my success conference here in Dallas, I had the honor of hosting John Maxwell for the first time. And I shared the five laws of success I learned from John Maxwell that changed my life in front of John Maxwell. You talk about having guts. I texted my mom right before I went on stage. I said, Mama, pray, like right now. Now, quick note. Yes, he's the leadership guru, but he is the one who taught me the importance of having a successful morning routine. That's what changed my life. Okay, number three is Brian Tracy. I mean, where do you begin talking about Brian Tracy? He's the one who taught me the skill of goal setting. How to set goals properly, and I'm telling you, it works. Brian Tracy said, the most powerful tool in the world is you, a pen, and a piece of paper. He said, this right here is the greatest wealth creator in the world. Now, he's about my dad's age now and so full of wisdom. He has tons of videos on YouTube. He's so smart. Just find one and listen to it entirely, then move to the next one and the next one. And I'm telling you, you're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and goal setting information. You know, when I met him a couple years ago, I was so nervous that I would say something dumb in front of him. He was so sweet. And I'll never forget him looking at me at dinner across the table. And he said, whenever you have a dream or a goal? He said, write it down, write it down, write it down. I said, yes, sir. And then I sat there thinking, you have no idea about my giant pencil. But I'm telling you, you are going to grow so much by his content. And I need to mention this real quick. Oh my goodness, my virtual conference, Live Your Dreams, is happening next week. I almost forgot to tell you. You are going to learn so much about how to build your finances, build your confidence, build habits that lead to success, and so much more. I have literally brought in the best speakers in the world, and it's next week. You can wear your jammies, grab a cupcake and a notebook, and just invest in yourself. So just click the link in the description to get your ticket today. Okay, back to our list. Number two, Joel Osteen. What a man of hope. If you feel discouraged and you need someone to speak into your life, listen to Joel. You know, there's a reason that he packs out Yankee Stadium with an event called A Night of Hope. I started listening to him consistently back in 2014 when I was resigning my position as CEO for my dad's organization, launching out on my own. I was scared. I was uncomfortable. I was being stretched, and I needed inspiration and hope. Well, you can't help but start feeling positive, encouraged, just ready to take on the world when you listen to his sermons. And at that time, it felt like all of hell was coming against me to stop me from my dreams. And I remember Joel saying this. He said, the forces that are for you are stronger. They're greater than the forces that are against you. He said the enemy wouldn't be fighting you so hard if he didn't know that God had something great in store for you. Stay focused. Stay full of faith. He said God's going to take you places you never dreamed of. That's exactly what happened. So if you need hope, listen to Joel. And I want to remind you that you've got to be in the right environment for your faith to grow and flourish. Let me give you an example real quick. For example, a lion is more powerful than a fish, but not if you put him underwater. He's out of his environment. You put that lion, as mighty as he is, in the deepest ocean for 5 minutes and he's gonna drown, right? You put the fish in the same exact place and he'll thrive. Why? Because he's in the right environment to flourish. Well, you've gotta be in the right environment for your faith to grow and flourish. How? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's why I ask you to subscribe to this channel. It's going to keep your faith strong. You know, here's my subscribe pillow. I will do my best to keep you focused on your dreams, your goals, and going after everything God put in your heart. So I want to ask you right now, would you subscribe to my channel so I can help you create an environment of faith so you can thrive? And I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to speak into your life. That's not something I take for granted or take lightly. It's a true honor. Okay, I want to remind you also, get your free download of my top 15 podcasts to listen to. I just chose 5 to highlight today, but I put 10 others of what I think they specialize in, from habits, learning body language and charisma, to learning about emotional healing and discipline. It's all in the free download. So just click the link in the description, get your list today. Okay, number one, this man has taught me the power of giving and how you cannot outgive God. That anytime God asks you to give something, to be a blessing to somebody or support a ministry, God's not trying to take something from you. He's trying to get something to you. See, you can't have a harvest without sowing a seed. It's called the law of seed time and harvest. So I learned that. Plus I learned, are you ready for this? How to walk in the favor of God. Let me tell you what God's favor on your life, your dreams, your career will produce. God's favor will give you an advantage that other people don't have. It opens doors that you could never open. It causes you to stand out. It gives you God-inspired ideas that produce wealth. It restores everything the enemy has stolen from you, just to name a few. God's favor makes things happen that you could never make happen on your own. And I learned how to walk in that favor from my favorite preacher, my favorite dad, Jerry Savelle. Check him out. He will not disappoint. Okay. Enjoy building your faith and motivation, and I'll be cheering you on to live your dreams.
It's time to supercharge your growth at the Live Your Dreams virtual event with Terry Savelle Foy, along with special guests Dr. Dave Martin, Nicole C. Mullen, Jennifer Ford Berry, Rachel Cruz, and Girls Gone Bible podcast hosts Angela and Arielle. It's all happening April 23rd, and you don't want to miss it. If you want to build your faith and get practical steps to achieve your dreams and goals, hurry over to terry.com to register for this virtual conference for free today.